When you hear the word kingdom, what do you think of? You know, maybe we think of a place with a king and or a queen, maybe in the first place. And somewhere like England, that king or queen has some symbolic power, but mostly they just have a lot of wealth. But England is more of a constitutional monarchy than a true kingdom. On the other hand, there's the country called Vatican City State. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one. We actually have their flag in a window over there at the gathering, in the gathering area. And that country is home to the last absolute monarch. The Pope has supreme and immediate executive, legislative, and judicial power in Vatican City, which is also, incidentally, the smallest country in the world. Interesting little fact, this smallest country has, I think, pretty close anyway, if not the largest corps of ambassadors to other governments of any other country in the world. One of the best things to have happened to the popes was in the late 1800s and kind of gradually up to then as well, when the Vatican lost most of its land and shrunk to the tiny city-state that it is today. Because when that happened, the moral authority of the Pope suddenly became something to pay attention to. And I think maybe that's why he's so eager to have so many foreign embassies. Because moral authority is about being a voice for truth. Maybe you've heard the famous quote from Joseph Stalin when someone warned him that the Pope was opposing him. He scoffed. He said, "Tell me, how many battalions does the Pope have?" Military battalions, right? Of course, we all know how that story ended. Just a few decades later, when Pope St. John Paul II helped to bring communism down in Eastern Europe, without firing a single gun, and without a single military battalion. The voice for truth set a whole continent free. In the gospel, Jesus says, "My kingdom does not belong to this world." So you are a king. You say I am a king. Why all this banter back and forth about whether he's a king, has a kingdom, isn't, doesn't? Why can't he just speak plainly, right? I think he speaks that way because we all have a skewed idea of what it means to be a king and to have a kingdom. Maybe that's one of the reasons why he asked Pilate, "Are you saying this on your own, or have others been telling me about me? The idea being, do I have to correct your skewed idea or someone else's skewed idea? Listen again to how Jesus himself explains his kingdom. "For this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The kingdom of Jesus is not about power or control or forcing people to do anything. The kingship of Jesus is about truth. Those who belong to the truth, those who desire truth, those who seek the truth, listen to and love his voice. With Christ, truth is a way of life and a way of love. There's not a single government on earth which can say that. Even the Pope only has what's called the certain charism of truth regarding faith and morals. Which is why there's a trial going on right now in the Vatican over financial mismanagement. It's not the first one of those, but it is maybe some sign that as human beings, though we often fail, we do strive for justice. The kingdom of Christ is not a kingdom where he imposes his will on people. It's only a kingdom for those who belong to the truth, who love the truth. In the book of Revelation, at the end of the book of Revelation, we read the following about that heavenly kingdom. It says, "Nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who does abominable things or tells lies." To love the truth is to be free from fear, free from selfishness. It's to be full of humility, because humility is about truth. Humility and truth are not easy. You and I can hold on to some pretty deep lies about ourselves, let alone about others. And they might be lies that hurt us, hold us back. Lies that say, "God doesn't truly love me. God is ashamed of me, disappointed in me." Those are lies. And we need to renounce them. So right now, I would invite you to close your eyes and in the quiet place of your heart, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, who is truth, I renounce the lie that says God doesn't love me. I renounce the lie that God is ashamed of me. I renounce the lie that God will not save me. And now I accept the truth that I am a beloved child of the Father. I accept the truth that I belong to the kingdom of Christ. And I accept the truth that He desires to set me free. That's the kingdom. And it doesn't belong to this world. So it doesn't help us to go running after false promises in this world. The kingdom is not of this world, and yet you and I all already now belong to Christ's kingdom. We're called already now to grow in the truth. Our second reading today comes from the book of Revelation. I love the book of Revelation. And by the way, I'm going to be doing an 8-week Bible study on the book of Revelation here in the church beginning in February. Mark your calendars. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the reading from today for the book of Revelation, I want you to notice that it's mostly a series of titles for Jesus, trying in various ways to describe Him and to describe His kingdom. In 4 verses, we hear the following titles: Christ, Faithful Witness, Firstborn of the Dead, Ruler of the Kings of Earth, the One who loves us, the One who has freed us from sins, the One who has made us into a kingdom and priests, the One who is coming amid the clouds, the One whom every eye will see, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord God, the One who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. In 4 verses in chapter 1, of the book of Revelation, I just named 15 titles for Jesus. Those are 15 beautiful ways to pray with truth. 15 beautiful ways to deepen your belonging to the kingdom of truth and love, and to be a voice for truth in this fallen world. In our world today, there's a real struggle regarding truth and how and whether we can know something is true or not. And unfortunately, in this world, we're always going to struggle with that. But as Christians, we know with absolute certainty that truth is a person, Jesus Christ. And to grow in a relationship with Him is to grow in truth. So here's the homework for the week. This week, when you feel down or doubtful or forgotten, maybe especially during the holidays, right? Or even selfish or controlling, Renounce the lies behind those feelings and accept the truth of God's will and power to save and redeem you. Let this week be a week of renouncing lies and accepting the person who is our truth, our King.